And five, four, three, two, what up, y'all? Welcome to this thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that button. Smash that notification button. Smash that notification button. Smash that notification button. Welcome to the pod. Home here with the unruly cousins and the Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Church announcement, successful failure, please pre-order now.
Kev brought the book.
I brought the book. All right. It's coming out September 23rd. Get your ticket to the Bald Brothers. We are starting the tour this month. Check local listings. Philly is sold out. So if you're there, go to DC or New York, which are also about to sell out. Pull up on us. And Churchy's still streaming on BET Plus. Please check that out. We're still within the first 30 days. Use your free trial and activate that. The hospital starts airing next week,
on
September
the 11th. 10th. Yeah.
Next Wednesday. So the next time you hear the thing, if you're not on the Patreon, you wait till 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central.
That Eastern.
And you watch it. Limited series is only going to air. The initial run is two episodes back to back on Wednesday the 10th. Two more on the 17th, and then it's going to go into reruns. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Where am I going? FAMU! I'll see you this Friday. Is that the 5th? I'll be there.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll be there. See you then.
Also, real quick, I forgot to mention this. If you don't have no money or don't want to spend no money, but you want to help OKEV, could you follow the Kev on Stage Studios Instagram account, Facebook account, and Threads account. I got some things that I'm going to announce. I won't be able to post every single thing I do on my personal page. And if you could follow those, you'll get some stuff that I'm not going to be posting. I'm not even going to be collaborating with myself. And the TikTok, KOSS Studios. I know a lot of people don't be on Facebook, but a lot of people do be.
They do be over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people be over there.
Strong.
All right. Now, spoiler alert. We want to start out with this thing called Unknown Number. Single me out, Joshy.
Single dad.
If you have not watched it yet and you don't want it to get spoiled, fast forward because we're going to spoil it.
The whole thing.
If you're in the Patreon, we told you over the weekend that we was going to talk about it, gave you a chance to watch it. If you want to be surprised and have your tits shocked or your balls squeezed, watch it.
I don't understand.
Balls.
No, we're stopping here.
Yeah, because I don't know how that...
Why? The reference doesn't correlate sometimes. Right. When the line is pushed.
I thought that like you meant tits in a way that I didn't understand. No, no. But you meant tits like the word what tits.
Balls
I
squeeze,
have.
That's not a gasp. That's, hey, don't do that.
Hey, I just say words sometimes. Just say words. but if you don't care about that, we're about to spoil it in less than 60 seconds. All right? So me and Angel and Josh, you watched it. Melissa watched this documentary on Friday. First of all, Melissa watched it on Friday. It came out on Friday.
How does Liz get ahead of the best stuff that comes out?
Netflix said, Liz, you know how you like them documentaries? Yeah. Come watch this one. Come on, sit down on Friday. She said on Friday, while we were shooting this, she watched it. When I got home from this, she was like, watch this documentary with me.
I
didn't even really want to.
She loved the cruise where they had doodoo everywhere. And
Train wreck.
They're cruise. Like, yo, wait till
Train
you see
wreck
this.
Is Netflix's Untold. She loves it.
It's fantastic.
And she gave me such a breakdown of that one, I didn't even watch it. And I was also disgusted, and I probably will never go on a cruise again. Unrelated to that documentary, I had a terrible food experience on Zay's 18th birthday cruise, and I was like, this is it for me. And I felt stuck. I want to eat this food. All right. So, Unknown Number was crazy. Very, very short version. Sweet little girl who looks like Paige Beckers when she was in middle school. All of a sudden starts getting these random texts from an unknown number. Hence the name. You're ugly. You're dumb. I forgot what her boyfriend's name was.
Owen. It's Owen and Lauren.
Also, Owen. Everybody on TikTok's Owen.
Yeah.
We're being fair. Go ahead.
Yeah. Kid. Yeah. You're right.
Lauren, you're ugly, you're dumb. Owen doesn't like you. Then texted Owen, leave her, she's ugly, she's dumb. It was crazy because Owen and her eventually break up. He goes and dates a girl from another county, Pinnock or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some crazy. Weird white name.
Some white name in nowhere, Michigan. So the girl starts getting a text. The new girl. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're ugly. Leave Owen alone.
No, the mama. She didn't
the
get
mom.
The,
mm-hmm, the mom.
The mother of the new
mom
girl.
The mom of the girl. So they break up, and this is a very condensed version. The girl's getting texts from, I mean, every day, inundated with texts. Then they're like, oh, it's this girl, Chloe, big white. Okay. Chloe's been a bully. And also, when you set up a thing and you put a picture turned to the side, that person's guilty.
Yeah.
Once it was like Chloe, and then it's like, slow push Ken Burns, distorted picture.
Big Ken Burns.
Big Ken Burns. Ken Burns don't know what kind of damage he's done.
Yes.
I didn't know that's a man named Ken Burns. I don't know why it was called that. He's still alive, by the way.
Oh, well, good for him. Oh,
he probably gets a check in perpetuity from iMovie.
Ken Burns in it.
So they make me think it's gonna be
one of the kids,
Chloe. Because of course, like, it's happening all day. Ken Burns 72. Happening
in my mama.
Happening during the day, school. It's very specific school stuff.
Texts are egregious. Like, are we talking about the text yet or no?
No. Oh my god.
Okay. Talking about the what yet?
The text.
The texts are
real cream.
Nasty text. Nasty fingers text. In my in his mouth and BJ's and all this other stuff.
Man, Owen doesn't like you because you're anorexic, got flat tits, flat butt. It was just like, and I like to cream on him. I was like, who's talking? Is this person six?
Real cream.
In the first 3 minutes, I knew. Like, when they started, like, you know, they do the preamble, like the kind of like the trailer before they jump in. Preamble. I know who did this.
So I didn't know. So I'm like, okay, it's Chloe. All signs point to Chloe. Once Chloe went to Florida and they done pinged out Florida, I said, now, Chloe, you know. And she's like, I did not do these things.
I did not do it. There was another girl that kind of got blamed on, the little quiet girl.
The little quiet girl, Young Braces. Mm-hmm. The girl from Finding Nemo who tapped on the fish glass.
Yes, exactly.
They thought it was her. That was her in middle school. I wasn't as sure as her. I wasn't as sure it was her, but nobody else. Because in my mind, when I'm watching it, Angel, I'm like, who is the person? Because there's no way the person's in the documentary.
Oh, you really? I don't know why you didn't think it
because
would be
I thought if you did that, why would you? Because
you didn't did it.
Admit it. All right. So we watching. It's crazy. I'm like, I'm talking to Liz. I'm like, Liz, who is it? She's like, I cannot tell you. You're going to be blowing your mind. So eventually I'm like, okay, it's got to be a parent. It's got to be an infatuated parent. Nigga. Nigga.
It was.
It was that the parent. Doggone girl's mom.
Wait, Angel, which parent was it?
It was next McGee.
This one.
Her mom, Kendra.
Yeah, she looked crazy.
She looked crazy.
From jump.
But let me tell you, what they did not uncover in this documentary, because these women will never say it, Lauren knew it was her mama the entire time.
You think so?
Let me tell you, let me know that, in which they never pieced back together. There were two girls of Owen, two friends of Owen, right? That were also trying to help Owen figure out who this was. And they said they would say certain things to certain people to see if it came up in the text messages later on.
Mm-hmm.
They said the only time things would come up is when they had conversations by Lauren.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Yeah, it was one of the friends. I can't remember which friend it was. She said the only time we would hear things come back is when we would say it to Lauren. And then Lauren's reaction when the police came to arrest her mama.
I just thought she was in shock.
She was in there clipping her toenails. And then
she seemed like she was completely in shock. The mom has been, first of all, in my head, I said, why don't y'all change the phone number?
Listen, from the very start.
Change the number.
Get rid of that phone.
Throw the phone in a lake. I mean, it wouldn't matter because it was the mom. But the fact that they never, during any of this, ever.
They talked about the reason why they didn't, though.
No, they did. But they did
didn't
talk.
Actually do it.
They said they didn't want to change the number because they didn't want the person walking in their house. And I was like, what?
That's the dumbest thing.
Throw the phone in a lake.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Okay, because the mom would have had to get Owen's number again after they broke up if Owen had to change his number. So turns out it's Lauren's mom just tormenting her own child with her own insecurities. And then she didn't have no job. She was Tommy and Martin.
That husband was ready. He said, they need to take you up out of here or I'm going to get arrested too.
He was domestic violence was on the horizon. Because imagine, Angel, you come home and your spouse has been tormenting your child
all this time
and haven't been going to work.
I'm going to jail.
Lying.
Can you imagine? Like, what the hell is you doing?
Did you get all of her phones? They were like, there's more than one phone.
When they came and got her, they were like, do you know what's happened? She was like.
It was also more so on the, she kept rubbing her daughter's hair, like comforting her. Bitch, get off of that girl.
I wanted to go inside the TV, Angel. Get off the baby.
Get off of her.
And the baby got doggone Munchausen syndrome. She got Stockholm syndrome.
Oh, definitely. One got Munchausen. The other one got Stockholm.
Yes.
What's a Munchausen?
Munchausen, when you make your baby sick. So they can depend on you. Like, you give them medicine, but it's actually making them sicker.
Yeah.
So they're depending on you. This other white lady was in the news talking about her daughter's got this rare disease. Turns out she's just been giving her poison a little bit at a time for like 3 years. The mom stopped giving her the poison. The girl is fine. So that's Big Munchausen.
Big Munch.
So the mom ends up going to jail.
Yeah, she should. Dummy.
She went to actual jail. Cannot see her daughter because it's a stalking charge. Can't see Owen. Also, if I'm Owen's mom and daddy,
I'm whooping ass.
That's what I'm going to
jail. I'ma be in jail. We gonna be cellmates.
The mama just wanted a dramatic moment in the courthouse. She was like, why? Tell me why you would do this. Why would you put us through this?
The bailiff,
this is your moment.
Bailiff got to rip me off of her.
Oh, yeah.
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
She just had her. They gave her the floor. She was like, Kendra, right. We were friends.
Right.
Say, how do you sleep at night?
Say her name again.
Kendra.
Kendra.
How can you do this? Do you feel good? That lady was like, nigga, I'm crazy.
When we saw Mary Kay together, huh? Bill's, when we sell Little Rose, the ugly clothing together.
They got to get out of Beale City, man. They got to get the hell out of Beale City.
There was only 30 people in the town. How the fuck it take you 2 years to
figure
out who?
Everybody in the town, put your phones here right now.
Right now.
Everybody in Beale City, we going to fix this. We have an assembly.
Right.
Everybody in Beale City, y'all come to my front yard.
And then put your phone out.
The fact that the sheriff took 2 years to call somebody for real?
Yeah.
Are you
that
kidding?
Man was on here, Google.
I was looking for the groups of children. And the superintendent, we were looking at, when they sent the text, we stopped and looked at the surveillance camera to see everybody on the phone. Said,
we don't know what Snapchat or what text is.
Because we don't know if they're texting, if they're snapping, TikToking. Can't figure it out.
That dog, our sheriff, was like, we still ain't solved this? Mm-hmm. Let me see.
When they told the superintendent who the suspect was going to be, what did he say? He was like, "Oh wow," or he was like, "I was like, no way." He said something like that,
and I guarantee you, that's the biggest story in Beale City.
Oh my god! Years prior. That's why they let it go on for so long.
They got nothing going down to Beale City.
I didn't know about Beale City before this.
Listen.
Or Picorino, whatever the guy wants to go find the next girl.
Yeah, they got homecoming and they got this. This is all they got. They were like, let's not solve it. We know it's Kendra.
FBI.
But let her keep calling her daughter a bitch because this is entertaining.
FBI knocked it out before First 48 even got to kick off.
The dude said, give me the laptop.
Boo-boo.
It's the girl's mom.
Right.
Can I go now? Man, fix it on a weekend.
Oh my God.
During a college football game. He said, let me get the IP address.
Yes.
They were at her house. She was like, huh, in the garden?
Yes. It's out. I'm like, where is your laptop outside? Who the fuck keeps a laptop outside on the porch?
It's under the dirt.
She was like, nobody ever cared what happened to me when I was a kid. Listen, bird.
Right.
We don't care. You're texting your daughter and terrorizing this baby. Yeah. All day long.
Telling the baby to kill herself? It's crazy.
She said it first wasn't me.
Told the baby to kill herself.
She said it wasn't me at first. It didn't start. Bitch, it was you. Just tell the whole. She was like, I'll keep lying. I'll keep lying. So when did you have your Texas? When did you end up finishing your Texas job? A month ago or some years? It was a while ago. That bitch ain't never had that job. Her cousin called it out. She ain't never worked.
Never went down to that Ferris.
She ain't never worked
over
there. Ain't
went to Ferris a day in her life.
Ever.
Been up there texting and being musty all day.
Just over there. Just in Canva, copying and pasting.
Making the worst memes ever.
I'm telling you.
You're going to tell somebody who's 65 These memes look like the first meme ever made. You ugly, ugly. What are you doing? You making memes on Microsoft Paint.
The thing that really sealed the deal was when they said she used the nickname Low. I said, her mother's the one who probably gave her that nickname. Her mama did this.
She said, one text was, come upstairs, stupid. I mean, not upstairs, but bring me the remote, also ugly.
It was all, the picture at Christmas. She might as well have been like, pose with your gifts. And send. You dumb ugly bitch with your Christmas gift. Santa doesn't love you, you
no
fucking Grinch.
No point scoring ass bitch. No, I was just like, I scored 12.
That'll take
it for a little bit. The mom, who scored 12? Oh yeah, I'm the one who knows everyone's score. You'll never find me
out. Your doo-doo stinks too. And yeah. I never liked you as a baby.
And right, you know,
I waited until you could read to terrorize you.
You don't wipe good is what somebody told me about you.
Owen was like, I'll never speak to Lauren again. I said, see, Owen know the truth. Owen like, no, Lauren, bitch, you are not absolved of this. You did this. And you know what else you did? You didn't go to Prize Picks and have some fun the way you should have. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Okay, listen, football season is on the way. It's here. Okay, we all up in it, all right? And let me tell you, this upcoming week of football, we got a team playing another team, and one of them teams is going to win, and I can't wait to see which
that's
team.
That's how it usually works.
It's a bunch of men on the field that yeah. don't have on uniforms, and then the other men in the other uniforms, they're going to go crash, boom, pow, and somebody going to win. And I'm going to guess right, and I'm going to win big because of it. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you can cash in. Prize Picks is also the best way to get in on the action in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. And listen up, y'all. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
It's good to be right.
Thank you, Andrew.
But you're welcome. I know these white mamas be crazy. That's also what I'm realizing. Not to say that there ain't black mamas that are crazy, but on this level of I want you to feel less than, I want you to feel like crap, and I feel no real remorse about it, because she kept trying to justify.
I told Lissa, I said, oh, the mom hates herself. She sees herself in the little Paige Beckers. So she's texting herself, and she was like, also, your coochie stinks and your husband hates you. Baby, like, hold on.
I'm not married.
All right, now some of this stuff is.
But no, this is when she was like, there, everybody has broken the law. Like, I don't judge you if you speed. And I was like, ma'am, for you to equate.
I wanted to pop her when she said that.
I was like, you need to go back to jail because you ain't learned.
Yeah.
You have not learned. This is not the same thing. You went out of your way to try to make your baby feel like trash and to try to hit on her boyfriend in a way that wouldn't look as disgusting if you did it outright.
Yes.
She's not well yet, and they need to put her back
in.
Put her back
in there. She ain't done in the middle.
No, she's not. She's there. Well, that's why she ain't got no neck chin.
It's loading.
And the dough is still
I hate you, Laura. Yeah, I said, oh, you...
That's how she looked. I mean,
And when she started crying, I said, well, white women just know. Just tears, tears, tears. Don't nobody care.
Listen, if I could turn into a victim as fast as they do.
How do you?
I don't know.
They know it works. I mean, it'd be like, it'd be feeling innate. Mm. Like, I'm going to just lock in white woman tears. I'm going to tears it up.
I don't know how they do it, because the exact opposite is the you ain't gonna get over on me is so much stronger in me that I don't even know how to be like, no. I'm like, no, it's that. And I need to be, no, I don't know how to do it.
And that poor baby, I actually don't disagree with you. I didn't think about it when I was watching, but kids know their family. Yes. Kids know their parents.
Yes.
And the worst part is that baby was still like, I want my mom. You done messed her up for her. She, you messed both of them up.
Yeah.
But you messed her up
the most
more because she wasn't, she didn't have the insider trading on Owen to speak to his insecurities the way she did about right. her daughter.
And she didn't want to make Owen feel bad. She wanted Owen to be hers.
And my thing too, I don't know that I'm very trustworthy of Melissa, mm-hmm. but I don't think I'm so aloof that I wouldn't catch on that Melissa's doing something to my kids for 2 years. We'd be close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'd be like, no, I wouldn't want to rule her out, but I'm like, let me see. Because you didn't even know your wife wasn't working.
Yeah, that's insane. That's
how you don't insane. Know the money messed up. She ain't had a job in 2 years. You don't know that.
That feels like yeah,
something else. There's more, I think there's more to that relationship, dude.
Yeah, he got to have your head in the sand in a way that I just can't imagine my head being in the sand.
That far.
Yeah.
It did seem super duper odd that he was fully unaware, but I also try to be sympathetic because obviously it's easier looking from the outside in to be like, how the hell did you not know? But the fact that he doesn't handle any bill, that...
Well, that's my thing. Like, I might not have known you texting my baby because I would never think you would do that. But I also not gonna not know you don't have a job. I don't know nothing about you. For 2 years, I don't know you at all. That's what I don't understand. Yeah, you get up, go to work, see ya.
And really pretend
it. Come back and sit down. They don't, because her first job was not supposed to be at the house.
No.
She was just leaving and coming back.
This woman is fucking crazy.
Man.
Like, I can see you getting away with it for 2 weeks, maybe a month. But eventually, one day, I done left something at home and I got to come back early. Why are you here?
Why are you here? On and the lady phone. Done put her phone in an app, turned it upside down, and the FBI dude was like, girl, now come on.
We can see. You ping, ping, ping.
And them back on small towns, that's why they leave the door unlocked. Everybody's dumb in Bill City. The sheriff got his job for 2 years.
And did you see how nicely he approached her? Hey, Kendra, we need to talk to you inside.
She was like, she's ah! We bird. Need you to speak English, and, not bird.
And I need that baby. I need them to get Lauren's voice back. She was like, so I dated Owen for a couple of years. I was like, her mama then took her voice and her confidence. Give it back, Ursula.
Also, there's not a black person in Bill City.
No, hell no.
No, it's not a black person.
Because they would have blamed them. It was Tyrone. He's the one who talked about your pussy. It was him. Was that ape? You know they would have easily went racist fast. And the documentary would be over.
I read To Kill a Mockingbird.
We arrested Tyrone in jail for 10 years. He was like, I don't even have a phone, man.
Exactly. That's how we know you got one somewhere.
And listen, the mom, I believe it was Chloe's mom, she ain't raised enough noise. If it's Lauren's mom, I'm going to be in there every day. Arrest her. Mm-hmm. Just arrest her for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Bet you don't have no texts. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm like.
The text will stop.
You right. Guarantee you. Mm-hmm. Arrest her for a weekend. Bet you don't have no text. Hold her for the 48. You going for 48?
Yeah.
Under suspicion, hold her for 48. Bet you ain't got no text. Karen would have been like, ah! She would have sent a dog on Kendra. Karen. Sitting that little raven like they do in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Also, I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I don't believe on food shows when they have a secret ingredient. I don't believe the contestants don't know already.
Oh, yeah. No, they prep them.
They got to know. Absolutely. You can't have a full recipe and you don't know it's pigeon meat for the secret ingredient.
Well, it's more likely cinnamon. Or
yeah,
like,
but you know what I'm saying? Because I'm watching Barbecue Showdown and I'm like, y'all don't have seven things in your mind, just all this stuff in your mind, and they got all the ingredients you need.
Yeah, a lot of times they let them prepare the thing ahead of time.
Why are they lying to us? Because you can't make food. And they watch Barbecue Showdown. They done ribs in 5.5 hours and have marinated for 2.5 hours.
You can't knock a brisket out in an hour.
No.
Josh, you got to wake up at brisket. Bishop always got to wake up at 2 a.m. to make the brisket. Y'all lying.
Y'all know I was a host of a cupcake show.
It's a lie.
Yeah, that's how I knew. I was like, so wait a minute. They already got these cupcakes cooked. Yeah,
already done.
Yeah, they were like, because we can't have people getting sick eating a bunch of not fully prepared stuff.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I just been watching a lot of food shows, and I'd be like, why y'all all lying to us?
Why are you watching a bunch of food shows, Kevin?
Barbecue Showdown, man. I love a good barbecue showdown. I want to go to their people's house.
Oh, my God.
They was in. This lady made some candied baked beans. I said, "Girl, what you doing?" And she live in Kentucky. She over there with your sister. And
they gotta get. Yeah, absolutely. They get the most creative.
Absolutely, man. They had. I mean, just honking tomahawks. They had a professional cowboy. His name was Kent. He looked like he was chuck wagging this, chuck wagging that. Anyway, the fact that the lady went to jail. Came back, and they were like, we're just going to wait till your mom gets out of jail. Then we'll do the documentary.
Yeah. And the mom was like, I'm here.
Yeah, why would, like, my thing is, like, that's why I knew she was crazy.
That's what she looked like.
I knew she was crazy because you went on that documentary.
Soon as I saw that face, I said, that's the face of a guilty, deranged-ass woman.
She had nothing when the police came. And all she said is, I didn't do it at the beginning. Who did it?
She's like,
it was a group.
It didn't start off that way.
Angel, how did you
like Peter Pettigrew?
It didn't start off that way.
Don't do that, Angel.
At first, it didn't, and then it kind of just, it happened. How does it happen that you call your daughter a bitch via text? And it doesn't just happen. Okay, I can see you accidentally call your daughter a bitch out loud because she did some shit to piss you off.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
I was out of that day at work at my fake job.
But how does it just happen that you get on the Pinger app to get a unknown number to then text your daughter and her boyfriend?
Because she wanted that boy. That's what it was. She wanted that Owen for herself.
Also, the amount of work that she had to go through to find out how to cover up all her tracks to not have her daughter trace this back to her is insane.
Go up there and touch her phone and see if her phone hot. Because she been texting you from
50 text messages a goddamn day.
They said 700 pages at the end of the day?
It was over. Pages. No, it was. I think it was over 1,000 by the end.
Oh, by the end.
1,000 pages
of text messages.
Man, come on, man.
That is insane.
I would have been tired of this. Like, what do you get out of this now?
She's insane.
You just did this for 2 years. Just terrorized this baby for 2 years.
No, I didn't have a job. I don't know. I can't leave her. No, I can't. Your parents are on their way, Kendra.
Man, I would have thrown that phone in the lake.
Oh, we would have both went to jail.
I don't need no phone. Documentary over.
Oh, I thought you could throw it.
Y'all got to fish.
This should have been like, come home. I hate you. What, Mom? Check your phone. Get it out the lake. Like, at this point, this thing is killing you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting a phone. I'm not giving nobody the number. I mean, but if it's your mama.
It's something. If somebody says she mad because her daughter wasn't ugly. You're right. The mama was. She was tough on them eyes. And the girl, right now at least, she was.
Tough on them. Angel, what's wrong with you?
I coach the basketball team.
The way that you said that with so much, like, there was so much. She was tough on them.
She was. That's how I knew. Soon as they showed. And this mom. I got Kendra. It was a hard on Kendra. A lot of the mess. She was crying every night. And I'd go back and I'd send more text messages to that bitch. Lauren was cute. She even had her name, I think, spelled the cute way, too. It was a lot of things going for her. And the mom was just like, you bitch. You were supposed to be ugly like me together. Together, no chin.
Oh my
You want to have a chin and a neck?
Full chin.
Yeah.
Full definition.
But when she got out of jail, somebody must have taught her. Because when she was talking out of jail, she made sure she separated that shit. She was like, I got both.
She was doing chin-ups.
Yes, exactly.
And, oh, let me tell you what I thought that was the most diabolical thing.
What?
When she was in jail talking about, I miss you. I hope you can forgive me. You should forgive me. See you soon. You stop, you evil wench.
She said, you didn't say you love me. What type of thing is that? I don't love you. You monster.
It's crazy.
I've been like, kill yourself.
Also, yeah. Let me text you.
Also, that poor girl was playing every sport known to mankind.
Yes. No.
I was like, is this the same girl?
Basketball, soccer, every goddamn game. She's like,
nothing to do with Bill in Bill City, but have your mom text she hates you and play sports.
And play sports. She's like, we're gonna make you manly. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh my god.
But yeah, no. White mamas be crazy. They really do. You got to remember that every day when you start to think they're normal. Remind yourself.
Absolutely.
They be crazy. Yes. They be crazy.
All right, moving on.
Good.
Cardi B is on trial. Okay. Shout out to Mel. I'm not a lawyer, but because y'all put this in the Patreon, I did not keep up with this. Friend of the pod. Mm-hmm. I saw the memes that Cardi was doing, but oh my gosh. I saw Cardi, that look. I saw that's going crazy on TikTok. Completely unrelated to what's happening.
Oh yeah.
So many memes.
So many of y'all put that on the Patreon docket that I was like, let me watch Mel's video and get the download of what happened. Mm-hmm. So if you're unaware, Cardi B is in a civil trial with I forgot the lady's name. But anyway, the lady said that Cardi B came into her place of work. She worked security. They got into a verbal altercation. Cardi B had, 3-inch long nails. She scratched her nose and scratched her face. She's suing Cardi B for $24 or $25 million.
Where did you get that number from?
Out of lunacy.
$24, $25 million.
She was going to never make that in her entire life.
Of all things secure.
She's like 10 times over.
Fort Knox, and you're not making $25 million. She does not have a picture of the injury that she claims Cardi B inflicted upon her.
Yeah.
She claims she has went and got plastic surgery. Apparently the doctor did not take a picture of her prior to the surgery or post. She also does not have the phone that she claims she didn't have a video of Cardi B on so they could search it. And then come to find out, she got fired from the job for being unprofessional, even though at the court, she says she quit the job. The wildest thing of all, they let Belcalis Almanzar get up on that stand and have a deaf comedy jam set.
Oh my God.
Every day. New wig, new meme every day.
Yeah.
She is roasting the security guard for again. Mm-hmm. I do believe Cardi said some of the stuff they said she said.
And
I
don't believe
she scratched her. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
But they are letting her, and the stenographer got to write it down.
Oh, well, I would be having a day. I'd be like, girl.
This is.
She said, I didn't call her fat. I called her a bitch. That's when you know somebody telling you the truth. When it's like, I'm not sure which one is better, actually. In this instance, I'm not sure if calling her fat is is actually worse than calling her a bitch.
It's Belcalis? Not Belcalis Almanzar?
Yeah, you added a
but. Belcalis?
Belcalis.
Okay, Belcalis.
Almanzar.
Almanzar. Is Almanzar right?
It's something like it. It's something
I'm going to stick with Cardi B.
It's something like pull a rabbit out the hat.
Yeah.
It's something on that.
I'm going to stick with Cardi B.
The attorney who I am certain had on a thrifted suit. That is what I am. A thrifted, ill-fitted suit was really like, this is my time to shine. I'm about to become a world-famous attorney. They don't even turn the camera to him.
Never.
They're like, we don't need to see you, sir. Say it to her face. Cardi, what is that on your head?
What? Wig?
And she was like, he was like, well, how did you know? She was like, I mean, cuz, hello. He was like, hello, I'm here. I'm here, hello. Hello, I'm here.
What is this?
He was really like, I'm going to play hardball.
And you're not.
And you're not. And you're not. I was like, what Groupon did she get this daggone attorney on? Because there is no way he is good at his job. But he was like, I'll piss her off. And it'll show everybody that she's the bitch.
And it didn't work. She in there. She has the jury and the courtroom laughing.
Yeah.
And you want me to believe that she's the villain?
Right.
She's having a great set at your client's expense.
Right.
She told that lady on the stand. Did she say she was big? I mean, she is big.
she secured the building big. Like, she looked like she could secure a building.
I was scared of her.
Objection! Overruled! Sustained! Say something!
Now, she was really like, she said, I could defend myself against her. She's bigger than me.
She said, how do you think, why do you think she's big? She was like, why are you letting, this is not, whatever your game plan is, it ain't working, man.
It's not.
And he thought he was killing. She's like, hello. She's like, hi.
It's terrible.
I'm here. I'm here.
She said, well, you have an argument? She was like, it was a little debate. Even that was funny.
That's, they bust out laughing. I would call this a debate.
It's just so doggone charismatic. You forget that's how she got on.
Exactly.
People liked her personality well before she ever rapped.
Yes. She's
funny.
They
were like, Cardi B's funny.
Like, she made the strip club sound like this fan, like this amazing.
Can you imagine a stripper that funny?
Well, I don't have to. We have Cardi B.
We don't.
I do not have to imagine. What if a stripper was funny? We see it in Cardi B. And this woman really thought she was going to have a payday.
You're going to have to go back to that job.
Or what some job? EDD didn't probably ran out. And she's like, what the hell am I going to do?
And the fact that Cardi B said, I'm not even settling. You know I didn't touch you.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't settle. What are you talking about?
I got time.
This might be why God won't let me be like a for real celebrity, because he's like, you cannot spend all your days in court. I bet you the fuck I can. And I'm going to drag all these hoes. Now, if the woman really wanted to make some money, what needed to have happened is that one of her family members should have taken out a life insurance policy. And then once they pass naturally, she would be taken care of.
That's
okay?
What she should have done.
Here's a stat that stops people in their tracks. Nearly half of American adults say they would suffer financial hardship within 6 months if they lost their primary income earner. If that stat hits close to home, you're not alone and you're not out of options. Policy Genius makes finding and buying life insurance simple, ensuring that your loved ones have a financial safety net. They can use in case something happens to you, whether to cover debts or routine expenses, to even or even to invest the money and earn interest over time. You can compare quotes from top insurers and find coverage that fits your needs in your budget. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to protect the people you love and feel good about the future. I use Policy Genius. I told y'all that before. That's the only reason why I have life insurance, is because Policy Genius made it so easy for me to do it, because it was daunting thinking about it. First, you're already thinking about if you die. That's already a lot. But then trying to make sure you find somebody that's not taking advantage of you, having you spend a bunch of money you don't need to spend to take care of your family. Listen, Policy Genius made it so much easier, and it was like a weight lifted off of my shoulders. Can't recommend them enough. Policy Genius helps you compare your options by getting quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. There's a licensed team of agents that help you through the process step by step. I'm talking about paperwork, questions. They advocate for you. They lay out all your options clearly. I'm talking about coverage amounts, prices, terms. You don't have to guess. They give you clarity. And they are trustworthy. Life insurance is a form of financial planning, and Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. They have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found the best policy fit for their needs. Secure your family's future with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to compare free life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
.com. Went on. Well, you got it. Remember something?
Yeah.
Say it.
I remember I forgot to cancel a subscription, and I would if I was using Rocket Money.
Oh, that'll do it.
God dog it. Ah! Listen, I have something embarrassing to admit. I found out I was paying for a subscription I completely forgot. Actually, I ain't embarrassed by it, because we all do it. We're all dumb over here forgetting these daggone subscriptions. And I'm just getting charged every month. The only reason I was able to find out and take action is because of Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitor your spending, and helps you lower bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. If you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it. Their dashboard lays out your total financial picture, including bills, due dates, and paydays. in a way that's easy to digest. You can even automatically create custom budgets based on your past spending. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscription and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/SK.
SK.
That's rocketmoney.com/SK.
SK.
Rocketmoney.com/SK.
SK. I also feel like this whole trial is a waste of taxpayer money and everyone's time.
I mean, it definitely is. However, I will say, oh, you broke your thing. What? The little knob came off.
Where?
Look on the floor.
Oh, Godric Gryffindor.
I will say this.
Let me see it.
At least with it being a civil case, attorneys had to be with a civil case, the attorneys had to both be hired personally.
But the jury's in there. And the judge.
Well, that's I'm not saying that there's not money being wasted. I'm saying at least the girl is going to have to come out of pocket.
Yeah.
The person suing.
That should have been on the People's Court. This should have been an episode in the first segment.
Joe Mathis,
Judge Wapner.
Well, you can't, the People's Court, those, you can't do 24 million.
This shouldn't have been. This should have been for two Hot Pockets and some Cheetos. This should have been for her lunch that day because it's not real.
This is insane. I'm surprised. Wait a minute. There's
Ms. Pat
a jury.
Settles it. Yes. This should have been on Ms. Pat.
There's a jury in the civil case?
Yes. There be juries in civil cases.
I did not realize that. I thought this was all judge ruling. But let me tell you, it is a waste.
A waste. The only thing that's good about it is the doggone memes and the content.
But I'm glad Cardi had the time to waste. Because
this shell of a trial?
I hate when celebrities settle when a person is wrong, because a lot of people think, oh, because you're a celebrity, you're not going to to do this thing.
Yes.
No, let's do the thing.
Let's do the thing. All right. Some of y'all asked me to talk about me smoking that cig. I told y'all I used to be fake smoking. When I was in middle school and high school, I would come home and roll up some newspaper or notebook paper, light it on the stove, and fake smoke.
And just take it in your lungs. And
not in my lungs. I didn't know how to inhale.
It's just in your mouth.
Just in my mouth. I just thought that was cool. I learned how to get it out my nose.
Without
inhaling. I smoked cigars from time to time with the boys. Me and Tank smoked cigars down in Napa. Smoke some guards with some pastors. Y'all wouldn't believe them pastors. I be knowing the pastors for real. Y'all be yelling at me. I know the pastors for real. Smoke some cigars. One time when I wasn't fully able to be kept on stage, I was smoking a cigar with my homegirls, Shari and Sharice and Melissa in Miami. And we was hanging out before we was going on a cruise. And a fan saw me and I threw the cigar in my homegirls.
You crazy man.
I threw it in my homegirl Shari's purse.
You jack.
Because I was so afraid of people being like, I saw Kev on stage smoking. And one other time I was at New Orleans, I was at Essence, not even Essence Fest. We just went to New Orleans on vacation. And I was buying a fifth of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey. Honey Jack.
Oh, that is so tasty.
And somebody saw me and I was like, I was buying candy. And that's why I don't do that.
So why are you still so caught up? Now, this is the thing I will say about cigarettes. Somebody is right. Cigarettes are disgusting. That's the only thing.
Well, that was a prop cigarette.
No. I know that. This is a little secondary point. That's on. I just look at you like you don't make good life choices if you smoke cigarettes.
You smoke squares?
Yes. However, are you still, how less caught up are you now in
the book?
What you mean in the book?
How less caught up am I and what now?
Throwing cigars, not wanting.
Get over it.
Okay, you're.
If you see me smoking anything that I'm doing, and you see me, I'm doing it.
Okay.
I don't care. It's so funny. Somebody in the Patreon sent a, y'all talk about this. Marvin Winans said that he didn't like Christian comedy. He was preaching, and he was like, I don't like that. Y'all making fun of speaking in tongues. This is my life. This is sacred to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, in my head, because a lot of the comments were like, Kev on stage ain't been. He didn't mention me by name. Mm-hmm. He just said he don't like Christian comedy. Mm-hmm. Some things should be funny. First of all, I have heard that from the time I was doing straight, just church jokes mm-hmm. only. Mm-hmm. And I mean, sometimes people was like, you shouldn't be making jokes in church at all.
Oh, well.
Getting up on this pulpit and making people laugh. Don't let
me up in there at all.
Laughter is a medicine, but not now. You hear me? Mm-hmm. You over there making fun of speaking in tongues? I mean, here's my thing. You can't have me in there literally 5-6 times a week, every day, every week. For 30 years, I got nothing else to make fun of.
Yeah, then people got to stop being funny. Stop doing stuff that's ridiculous.
Got to stop being ridiculous. And here's why y'all ain't going to make it. No, never mind. I'm not talking about Marvin Winans specifically. But I'm talking about, y'all talking about don't be funny. Be pastors be having whole affairs.
But no, that's not, whole, we're not talking about
whole
that.
Affairs.
A joke and, is way more offensive to the Lord than completely going outside of a vow and an oath you made to God in another person.
You went up here, stuck peen in yeah. open hole. Yeah. You was here. Mm-hmm. Ho!
Ho!
Ho! Ho! And I can't make fun of nobody?
No, because the one is a disgrace. The other one is a natural thing that men should be able to do.
All have fallen and fallen short of the glory.
Yeah.
I just done feeling that coochie. Yeah. So to answer your question, don't make me know, never mind. I told you I smoked the weed. It's in the book.
You smoked the weed.
I smoked the weed. You got to stay off the weed.
I don't know how people can keep their brains. When I don't know the, listen.
Smoke the weed, ate an edible.
You weed smokers that are functional.
Somebody smoking weed right now. Y'all be smoking down to that Patreon.
Is, the wake and bake.
Smoking that smoke. You're absolutely
can't
right,
have
Alicia.
Real conversations with people. I don't like words having to come out of my mouth that makes sense.
I think you just ain't smoked enough.
No, they have the strongest minds. These weed smokers, people talk about y'all.
There's a lot
but
of
y'all
smokers
have
in here.
Strong minds.
Just finished smoking. Some people just.
Somebody said I'm high right now.
I'm high right now. Smoke a little smoke, talk a little toe.
Talk a little.
Gang bang. Gang. And yes. Listen, let me tell you what's gotta mess with the Christian mind like that. Weed is legal where I live.
Very.
I'm not even breaking the law. You
legal.
Can go to a dispensary. I could drive probably no more than 7 minutes in any direction and probably 5.
You said 7? No, you can walk 7 minutes.
I probably
you can
could.
Be there and no,
you
there's one across the
like
street.
Reads.
There is one across the
yes,
street.
Yes, I'm like, you don't have to drive 7 minutes.
I could walk can... across there, show my driver's license, buy me a weed, mm-hmm. smoke me a weed, and mm-hmm. I have broken no law.
No.
Okay, and I could go down to the liquor store.
But your ID's in the system, okay?
My ID's in the system. I ain't broke no law.
I just am not good at the weeds, you guys. And I thought it would be some relaxing. Like,
yeah, you went plumb crazy. You had the reprobated mind when you smoked.
And diarrhea.
You got to smoke more. No. And diarrhea?
I ended up with diarrhea.
Oh, no, Angel.
Weed does that?
I looked up, what are some of the worst side effects? And I got all of them.
They said yes.
Why diarrhea? Your stomach was high? Your stomach was high.
They said, get me out of here. Blah, 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 blah. I definitely smoked too much at one time because I was like, I'm not high.
Everybody knows you're not supposed to do that, Angel.
Whoa, how am I supposed to know?
That's
I'm not a weeder. I'm not a weeder.
That's weed smoke.
You don't have weeders around you?
No. Well, one, but she don't smoke because she sees me like a big sister nun.
Wait, so who's this? What?
Brescia, she would never smoke around me, so I didn't know.
Oh. Brescia Weeder?
Weeder.
Brescia smoking that smoke?
Brescia from Baltimore, okay?
From Baltimore?
Brescia.
You gotta hang on to something.
Yeah.
Chew.
It's you. And then Edible messed that up too. I read the thing wrong. Took two of them things.
Oh, instead of a bite of one?
It's, yes, I should have only taken a bite of one.
Y'all get in this book. I got a couple funny high stories. Now I don't smoke no more, man. I'm off that.
I said, why is my head so heavy?
One time I had some, the one thing I will tell you, boy, I had some lamb chops. Boy, God seasoned them himself that day. When I was off that weed, I said, this lamb, Mary did have a little lamb.
And a little.
And her fleece was white as snow. This thing is delicious.
But you know what? Actually, everybody around me is supposed to be. What am I talking about? I said, just Brisha. All of my friends.
No.
Yeah.
Not my Quita's Bradley.
Not Quita.
I know, because she go down to Mexico too much.
Quita actually allergic. But everybody else.
Not Denora.
Denora. She wears African print a lot. From Honduras? Thinking? What are you? Honduras. It sounds like high Doris, right? High people. Right now.
I don't buy it.
Oh, my God.
You call her right now. She's like, hold on,
Kim. She be playing them drums.
She be like, hold on, Kim.
Denora wears head wraps.
Head wraps should have set me off. You think she's going to answer?
She's probably smoking Maybe. Right now.
She's probably smoking. She's probably high right now.
Yeah, every four.
You better not be lying on her.
I'm not. She smokes weed.
I can't believe it. Yeah. She wears glasses.
Weed.
That's how she sees the weed.
She didn't pick up?
No.
Smoking right
probably
now.
High right now. She's probably like, Kev.
You're ruining my high.
Click.
You're ruining.
She's a Delta.
Yeah.
She is one.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, she's a Delta. But most of my mommy friends, they 420 mamas too. But that's also, we're in California. The people just be out here with the weed. They're like, oh, yeah.
That's.
They're like, we like to party. Yeah. 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 I can't even. They said I'm high snitching. Well,
high
yeah.
snitching, Angel.
That's what they be smoking. It's legal here.
It is legal.
Not a bad thing.
Very. All right, Josh is high right now.
I've been high for 36 hours.
When I met Josh, he was just a bad little boy.
Oh, I believe it.
He was just smoking that smoke, drinking the little beers. Wasn't even 21, drinking his little beers. Joshy was bad. Right. I went to his little Long Beach house. There was roaches, the little weeds in an ashtray. Like, not the animal roaches.
I was about to say, because that's what
previous weed smoke, residual weed smoke in the air. Him, Waleed, smoking. Want a beer, Kev? I love the Lord, guys. I'm also your boss. And you're 20.
That is terrible.
Here's Denora.
Put her on speakerphone, you high freak.
Denora, you're live on Me and Angel's podcast. Here's I want to tell thing. You that up front.
Hello, so I won't curse or say anything
wrong. Nah, it's true.
You can fucking curse, and you better tell the truth.
Angel has accused you of being a weed smoker, Denora. Is it true?
Wow, that's really aggressive. Wow, to discuss someone's medication. Wow, that's real deep, friend. Real deep, friend.
She said it was in the head wraps, Denora. And that djembe, that drum you play, is from the weed.
Denora has done every form of weed. She's smoked it. She's had it in lotions. Dab? She's put it in her eye drops. Exist. It's everywhere.
Do you say eye drops?
Yeah. That's why she can't see. Exist? Huh?
Does that even exist? Eye drops?
You would know, Denora.
Now everyone's curious.
Now I will tell you, I have read a book called The Doctor Approved Cannabis Handbook. Ooh. A friend of mine wrote it, and it's really informative. You guys should go out and get it. Comment on. I like information, guys.
Thank you, Denora. Have a great day.
Love you.
Bye.
I'm going to get you, Angel.
She's just a good time. All right, let's move on.
You sit out here violating HIPAA. You ain't got no damn HIPAA.
Niggas love saying violating HIPAA. We don't know what it means half the time. I
know it.
Over the weekend, there was a rumor that the commander-in-chief
guys enter the room dick first. That's right. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. You want stronger, harder, longer lasting little dicks down there. You're going to have to give it the pep talk that it needs. A gym membership, okay? And that gym membership is Blue Chew. It's the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. Let me tell you, I don't care what consenting age of sex you are. Every woman want a good, strong penis when she's having sex with her mate. And if you can't get it, you need to be getting Blue Chew, okay? Give her what she wants. Guys, this isn't just about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. give her in the group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at bluechew.com. They've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code SK at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's nation to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to bluechew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, something that's hard for me to read due to dyslexia is money.
The word money?
No. Money. Because the dollar sign comes before the written numerical.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to remember to say dollar at the end.
You even want to say like $100?
No, I don't. But my brain is like, you got to look at this differently now because this is not supposed to be read in order. I don't want to say $100, but when I look at it, my brain goes, hold on.
Oh, it just like pauses.
Yes, hold on. You got to read this. Read the number first, obviously, but don't forget to go back and say dollar.
Really?
So it's like, $1 million, go back.
You just know from English you need to say dollars, but the reading, it don't connect.
It just, my brain short circuits. It knows what it's supposed to do, but it's like you're taking me off the routine that we were just on when we were just reading words that were on the paper.
So how do you, obviously dyslexia is not curable. No, or not just, obviously, I'm assuming it's not curable.
No, it's just the way your brain functions.
So your brain just looking and it's going to be like that. So yeah. Do you have to have like, certain tricks and stuff to help you?
Yeah, so like teleprompter, I need the font a little bit bigger because too many words on the page is going to have my eyes jumping around too much.
Really?
Because I'm over here reading this, but all of a sudden my eye will jump down to the bottom and pick up that word, and I'll be like, no, put it down. It's not its turn. So a lot of words on the page, my brain starts going, I'll fill it in. Don't you worry about what's actually up here. I'll fill in what makes sense.
So do you ask them to send you prompter stuff ahead of time?
No,
or I'm you just be like, make it big or it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, and I'm actually really, really good now at teleprompter, but I also know it's got to be a certain size font.
So what if you're working with a partner who needs it a different font?
I'm going to get it the way I want it. Me, Angel.
Is that Lexia going to wait? You want to be here all day?
Yeah.
You want to be late to lunch?
Yeah.
All right.
We maybe 4 words across. At most, maybe 5.
Because that probably won't affect the other person that much.
No, it won't. And it keeps it, we can go at a steady flow. The word is not like one word per goddamn screen. Yeah. But yeah, that dang on money, I'm just having that realization. I was like, why do I always stumble when we get to this? It's that damn dollar sign in the front that don't get acknowledged until the damn end. We need to do like the Latinx. They put that at the end, don't they?
I was about to say, in other countries, they put it at the end.
Yeah, that make more sense. Because you don't say that until the end.
Nothing in English makes sense.
And the question mark, put it at the front. That way you ask it as a question.
Yeah, let me know up front. Mm-hmm. Work with me, not against me. Mm-hmm. Okay, over the weekend, and I don't know exactly, I guess I do know exactly, the commander-in-chief, a lot of people seem to think he went on to be with him. Mm-hmm. Because he hadn't been seen since like Wednesday of last week or Tuesday of last week. And then
it's funny that you called him commander in chief.
Mm-hmm. Why?
He seems more like a ringleader. Like we're in a circus more than this is a actual government.
He's being Barnum.
Around. Yeah, that's what that feels. I think more because I'm a
military kid, and that's it's commander in chief all over the military bases. The president is always listed in front of the generals and like in the doctor's office and the like commissary PX. You always know who the president is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like whoever the top clown is, if they have a name for that, that feels more appropriate. Please go ahead.
But people really thought he was gone.
How did they think he dead?
He was golfing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, they're like the boys from 2018. All right, man. Everybody knows.
Yeah, and that's what was happening. They thought the it was a Kate Middleton thing. Remember, she had AI'd her, and she was like, yeah, y'all, I was doing Photoshop. Right. Please, I don't want to be princess no more.
Leave me alone.
But now he's making an announcement today as we record this at 2 p.m. Mm. And we thought it was going to be something, but now it just seems like the space, he's moving Space Mountain, or not Space Mountain.
That's exactly. See, those are the things that feels like he would make announcements about. So we're moving Space Mountain where Tiana's Bayou ride is. And I want the tax people to know, because this is huge. This is going to be huge for America. Yeah.
So, yeah. He got that thing on his hand.
Mm-hmm. He looked like he got on a glove or something, like a leather patch, like that, his motorcycle glove, where they got the fingers out. And it's just a leather patch right there.
Those ankles got bonuses in them.
Yeah, they've been saying he's got a blood disease. Everybody on TikTok's a doctor, by the way. Everybody done diagnosed him with everything but being a child of God.
It's happening, y'all. It's happening.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. Evil always lives.
For long. Trump's
ankles. Let me look that up. Ankles. I want to see pictures of his ankles.
Well, he's got the pants on, but the socks still show.
He got like old Usher board, Mama Usher board ankles.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't see.
Yeah, they're just thick. They're really thick. They're very thick ankles, girthy. Girthy ankles. Did you see that? I sent you the picture of his parents.
Yes.
They alive?
No.
Oh, it's like, I hope. Well, not I hope not.
Who but him is? Let me see the ankle.
Dizzy. They're a little.
Oh, dang. He got some spillage.
Yeah, it's like a mama on the Usher board ankles.
They call them Spillage Village down there.
He just need to wear them. You know those slippers? You know those slippers that are like big? Like you can, they have them and they look like cars. Some of them look like bunny rabbits. They're big, thick slippers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just needs some that are like dress shoes slippers.
He also needs to sleep with them elevated because it'll help with the drainage.
Oh my God, but it'll drain.
He's old though, Amy.
Yeah,
70 something.
He's only in his 70s.
Actually, you just got to help.
Old people be old.
Mm-hmm. But my mom is in her 70s.
But Drony got a pure heart. He's 79.
Oh, yeah, he's up there, man.
He's
knocking on the door.
My biological, he 80-something.
Martin Luther King?
No, not that biological. The other biological.
Oh, okay.
Martin Luther King went on to be with him.
Okay.
Glory and glory. The other one, he still be out here in these streets.
79?
Oh, yeah, 79. Because remember, he had the Army parade.
Who did that Army parade?
He had the Army parade for his birthday.
That's Wait, what your Trump dad is 84?
84. He might be 86. Actually, I might be down.
86?
Yeah.
And your mom 73?
75.
They was 40 plus when they had you.
No, my mama was 30. What are you talking? How old do you think I am?
40. You're 45.
I'm 45. My mama's 75.
She's 30?
There we go.
But he's 41 then.
Has he said anything about the age?
Yeah, probably. I haven't let's pray that he ain't gone on to be a woman. I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's still here. He smoked a weed every day.
Baltimore. That's probably why I can't. That Baltimore.
That's that Baltimore. Smoked a weed every day, happily. And he don't look like this. He don't got black hands.
Mm.
Listen, these are the things you never know.
All right, we need to talk to Sports Talk Angel.
Sports talk.
Ready.
It was a big week.
Wow.
In college football. What did you think?
Oh, my God. First of all, these athletes are students. And the fact that they're juggling both while also.
I don't think they got much school.
Crash. They do have school, Kevin.
I don't
Kevin.
Think they no, got they, much
you're,
school.
You're misjudging.
They, student I think they got tutors. They're tutors doing everything for
school
them.
As
no.
You have.
No, no.
Pilates classes.
You know, I do Pilates every day. You know, these, so Alabama, Roll Tide.
That's right.
Yeah, they lost, though.
I know. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
The tide rolled in.
They got the old quarter. I mean, the old coach from the University of Washington.
And that's the reason
they
why.
They're going to run that man out of there.
Because they, because he lost. And the guy who was there, he gone. The guy who was there before him.
Saban
said so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said say bye. And then there was another team that played.
That's right. Yep.
Texas and Ohio State.
Ohio State.
The
O-S-U.
H-I-O.
Ohio State. They did really good.
OSU.
Ohio State University. OSU.
They beat my Texas Longhorns.
By a lot.
See, they didn't get the business, Vanessa.
They did.
They lost
14-7.
Business.
That's the probationary period,
that's,
man.
That's a lot. That's a whole touchdown and a bonus.
No, it's just a touchdown. I mean, an extra point, I guess.
I must say, I'm the sports expert. You're y'all right.
I don't know why I would
even
question you. I don't know why I would question you. Then my bad.
Then they kicked it.
They kicked it
and
just
they got
like
that one point. Because they didn't do the run in, because they would have given them two.
Yeah. Yes.
I know the sports, Kevin.
Arch Manning at one point had more, and this is like in the second quarter, he had more commercials aired than completions.
Oh.
And that is tough to hear. Now, you know them boys getting paid. What's Arch Manning getting? I heard he getting, let me see. I've heard it's upwards of 15 mil.
NSU lost. Is that Nebraska State University?
TCU.
$6.8 million is what Arch Manning is getting in NIL.
My God.
NIL. Never I leave.
Name, image, and likeness.
Yes, sir.
$6.8 million.
Is he related to the Mannings?
He is.
That's what I thought.
Now, he's Cooper's baby. Now, Cooper is Peyton and Eli's older brother.
Oh,
Roy Dale and Alva Steve's grandmother. And my grandmother. Okay, they were sisters. So, Cooper, the Mannings say that Cooper was the best athlete of them all, but he had like a neck injury or something like that.
That'll it's do always, it. That'll get
something.
You out of there.
It's always something.
All and, right. But Arch is his boy. Archibald Charles Manning.
And Archibald lost to Ohio.
He lost to Ohio State. Ohio State.
He's the quarter. He's the QB.
He's the QB.
And he ain't QBing like his uncles.
He ain't QBing like his uncles. Not Peyton nor Eli.
That's what I said.
But I think he'll be okay. Ohio State has an amazing defense. Their freshman quarterback, or their first-time starting quarterback, he played good.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get the ones out there that are hungry.
Yeah, I think they said Arch was just the Heisman candidate. He was going straight to the NFL. Best thing could have happened to him is stink it up in the first game. Mm. Let's lower these expectations. Okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Forget about the Heisman. Now everybody's like, stay in school. Good. Now you need to play Angel A&M, Kev on stage U, and Josh and Tech. That's Texas' next three games.
Yeah, so they can be like, oh.
Beat up on some nobody.
Yeah.
Ohio State, they national championship contenders. Mm. You don't want to play against them. You need to play against Big Tech. State U, the college.
Pierce College is out here.
Pierce College. You can't be going home against Ohio State.
Yeah.
What's the point of going to them boys is real.
Yeah.
Boy's going to the NFL. Caleb Downs going to NFL.
NFL.
Belichick's debut.
They got washed.
They got Belichicked. Am I right?
Ayo.
Oh, wow.
That Patriots. Tom Brady ain't coming through as being a student.
Oh, God,
a student. No. Tom Brady ain't walking through that door.
No.
Bill Belichick had to show some college students. They were like, interception, fumble, interception. And I can't fire you. I can't. No. You go to this school.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You should have just had your little girlfriend and played Madden. You would have had a better shot of winning that way.
No.
I do need to get your
opinion on what?
Your opinion on the WNBA playoffs. They're about to happen.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now the landscape has changed, Angel. I need to know before the playoffs even happen. It's not even set yet. But who's in the championship and who do you think is going to win?
I think I already told you this.
I want to know if you're staying with what you're staying with.
The Aces.
You got the Aces still?
Of course.
They on a win streak. Big Asia.
Yeah.
They won like a 10-11 game win streak. They put Jewel Lloyd on the bench.
Yeah.
They got Nelissa Smith. Aces, they've been hooping. If they go, I might go to a game or two.
I said the Aces and Liberty.
Liberty not playing good.
Don't worry about what they're doing right now. They're about to do better.
My guess is the Lynx and the Aces, and I'm going Aces, depending on how it shakes
out. What about
the
Dreams?
Or the Dream. Mm-hmm. Dream is my dark horse. Mm-hmm. They've been playing well. I've been in two of their games this season. That Alicia Gray, she's my pick for MVP. I don't think she's going to get it. They're going to give it to Nafisa Collier. And I understand.
Nafisa good.
It really could give it to her or Asia again. I don't like when people be like, you can't give it to this person because they just good again and they won too many times. Well, be better than me.
That's exactly what I would say. I don't
care. If that's the person every year, if it's Asia every year, then give it to her. If it's Nafisa, but don't do no voter fatigue stuff. But I didn't see Alicia play more than anybody this season. I didn't see Nafisa or Asia this season.
The Liberty is always going to be on my list.
Liberty.
Of Ellie. I don't care what the basketball players are doing.
She's the best mascot in all of sports. It's not even close at all.
Because of her, they're always going to be on my list. But Aces is who I'm all the way.
You need to go to a game, Angel.
Huh?
You need to go to an Aces game.
I plan on it.
In Vegas.
Yes.
Sid's out, so we gotta buy the tickets. I know,
she went over there to the Fevers.
And tore ACL.
Girl, because she should have stayed over here with the Aces.
It's a shame.
Have you done that podcast?
I'm going to do it soon. I don't know if it got messed up because her knee got broke.
Both of them women have the deepest voices I've ever heard on
TP
humans.
Sid's voice is deep and raspy.
I know. I said you will have the highest voice of anybody when you're on there. They are going to have a deeper voice than you are. You will just be up there, hi, I'm Kevin.
Remember when you made fun of me in that Philly show with my voice?
Hey, everybody. It's me. I'm trying not to cry. I was like, oh, my God, he's not going to make it. I was like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the back of your throat was raised up from all the emotion trying to close off the tear ducts. We were in that
green room weeping. Coming to the stage.
All right, put your hand. His name is Kev on stage. He's crying big.
Oh, come and be frog here.
I mean, I said, oh, he ain't going to make it.
I was on B. Simone's podcast.
Oh, crying. Man.
I know, big crying.
Big crying. I did Dinner Kings with Kirk Franklin. Depending on how they edited it, I cried again. I got to stop talking about Jay. I can't do it. And I ain't even been playing the Frank Ocean song.
Man.
Kevin,
ain't got no business being dead.
Man.
I finally listened to that Frank Ocean song and I said, this is sad.
It is. I don't even play with it no more. I feel like my emotions is too open now. I probably won't even get to, I'm alone, love you.
And ain't it, is he singing, is it about his mama?
I don't know what that nigga talking about.
Because at the end, there's somebody else that's singing. It sounds like one of them old-timey recordings, like it was taken off of VHS and it's kind of crackly.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, this is the person he'll always love. I said, this is the saddest shit first I've ever heard.
I just started listening to Lecrae's new album, Reconstruction. Very good, by the way. He got a song called Headphones to Heaven.
It's Kim Burrell. She alive.
Is Kim Burrell singing?
At the end. Mm-hmm.
You better not sing with her on that album. No. She'll come up out of that CD and
shut up.
Shut the hell up.
You should be crying already. Why are you singing? That's why I hate that Let Me Up.
I can't watch that movie.
Oh, forget the movie. They played it about 20 times during the viewing of my niece during the visitation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure as we were taking the body out at the funeral, I said, Rihanna, shut the fuck up. Oh my God. My eyes were so just sore from crying. I was like, don't lift me up. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Southwest done sent me I guarantee it's going to be from stupid city to stupid
$28 city. $28 one-way flight today only from Tupelo, Mississippi to Reno, Nevada.
$49.
To go from LAX to Burbank?
See, this is what I don't like. Seriously, the doggone drop down says $49.
Everything else is $175.
There's no actual city. It's from Burbank to Oakland.
I told you it's going to
right
be something
now.
Like that.
I said you got to get here right
get
now.
Get on there. Come on.
Come on.
You have to be at the airport. You have to be at the airport right now.
Go to Oakland, get robbed, come back.
Oakland and Reno from Burbank right now.
Have they stopped doing the little things in Oakland where they break the people's car windows?
Are they bipping in Oakland, y'all?
They just leave the windows down.
I know.
Are they bipping? Are you about to go to Oakland?
Hell no.
I'm finna go for bar, brothers. Y'all bipping down to the bar? We be in Ubers.
Stopped bipping. She said, not too much of Oakland. Are
they bipping down there?
Are they bipping?
We didn't talk about Micah Parsons.
Not more than usual. Micah Parsons, Angel.
I was waiting all weekend to hear my.
What do you think about it?
God dog it. Listen, I thought we had forgotten about Michael Parsons. Let me tell you. Michael Parsons, God dog.
Woo. Micah.
Micah too. His brother Michael has been, it's been tough on him. It has been tough on him. But Micah, golly dog, G. Williker. The fact that he got to leave the Cowboys.
There you go.
And man. Go on over to the Green, the Packers. Go
to back, the Green Bay's.
God dog. The dog
of Michael Parsons about to be a beast.
His brother just bought real estate.
Does he really have a brother named Michael?
Yes. Why else would I say it? I'm telling the truth.
So the crazy thing is he got traded and then before the season hasn't started officially yet. And they said he has some sort of injury.
Still getting that 48.
Yeah. Oh, he's getting that bread. I don't know what you think this is, injured or not. Something was wrong with him.
Back spasms?
Gotta get injected into his back.
That'll do. Back injections. Injections ain't no joke.
No. Backs are hard.
Yeah, listen.
Back injuries are the worst.
My husband don't even play sports.
Yeah, he got his L4, got L5. T out in Wallen.
Oh, them L4s and L5s.
Backiotomy, Walter.
Mm-hmm. Backiotomy.
But did you get epidurals when you were pregnant out?
Oh, yeah, because I was throwing up and pissing on myself. The doctor was like, come on now.
You were pissing?
Well, you know what? Was I peeing? I might have. I know my water broke.
What is that, actually?
The sac.
Amniotic sac. Big amni.
Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what all was coming out of me, but I've definitely. I've heard
there's doo-doo pee, all kinds. There's just excrement.
They just put a tray under you, right?
Definitely. Yeah, they just, out. Man, whatever happens, ain't nothing happened that we ain't happened.
Flows mm-hmm. in the abundance.
Everything happened we done seen. Baby doo-doo pee, water, oh, yeah. Sprite.
Now doo-doo, big doo-doo over here.
Oh, what?
They call me big doo.
I don't know how you could push.
You can't if, control
unless
both.
You have had like, a cleanse your colon for 3 days. Mm-hmm. That to me, there's no way you could push with that amount of force and dude will be like, I'm not going.
Oh yeah, no,
my I'm dude waiting till you. This is not my turn.
Ahmad had its luggage and was like, oh, we're going. Wee! This is a vacation.
Dude
like,
said, I'm getting out of here. You pushing that hard? Let me out.
Big poop city. All my kids boarded to the shits. Okay, I was pooping big town. And no embarrassment.
Absolutely not. It's normal. It's
not. And my legs back here. Just not feel it. It's coming out, huh?
Oh my God. Big yeah. Girl said Big Poop City.
Big Poop City right here. You would have thought I went to a buffet before I went to have. I'm poop. Get ready, Josh. Poop in a poop poop.
Angel, is that Esquitas?
Is that what
I'm... You got some corn in there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pooping and poop poop.
Pooping and poop. Poop
only because she had
yeah, that's because they cut up.
But boy, when I tell you that...
Seen the stomach open?
Josh, they burned her open with the little...
That's what
a
I'm
little
terrified.
Fire
you looked
thing.
Over and watched?
I was watching.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you have you, to? Or...
No, I was curious. Have you seen the... Have you seen the Hangover when... When Zach Galifianakis, they had the yes. doctor, and he stared at the old man. That's how I was. There was so much blood. I was looking in her body.
I wonder which one Marcus would have preferred, if to see the insides of my body or to see the insides of my body.
Insides. I think that's more, the coochie being big open like that, it's just like, dang, that's crazy. But the inside of your body is like, I'm seeing internal organs.
Like, she don't even get to see that.
No, you can't see inside your own organs unless they watch it. They took a bed, like a, not a bedpan, but like a pan and of water. They filled it up and they just, push, I said, oh my God.
Oh!
It was
to flush it?
I don't know what they were doing, Josh. It all happened so fast. I seen organs.
Yeah, I don't think
they were like.
I might wear the Meta glasses.
Wear the. Oh my God, that better not be your picture of the day.
Okay, yeah, well, probably not.
Oh, the Meta glasses.
You're almost done, by the way. You've been doing good. Are you going to do it next year or are you going to be done?
I think I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, because you can't go back to old Joshua now.
No, I can't.
And that means you got to create more to have more things to post. Because sometimes you can pull in the archives.
They open up the woman body.
They open the body and then they put clamps.
Yeah.
Then they had to go down and get the baby. Yeah. No. The baby was...
All four were natural? Well, two came together, but they were all natural?
All of them came up out of this cooch. Yeah, I'd rather shit in front of the world than to have be clamped open.
And Melissa was... after they sold you back up... well, the crazy thing is, when we had Joe, they went right back to that same scar. They was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep the scar the same.
They opened that open, and she stopped taking. She's very averse to medicine. So maybe after a day and a half, Percocet, Molly Percocet. She said no. She used to get so mad at me because I made her laugh. What happened?
Good news. Oh,
speaking of, I have a new niece.
Who's pregged or no longer pregged?
So I have a niece, Natia. So it's Marcus's oldest brother's daughter.
Marcus's oldest brother.
Roydale and Alvestine.
Roydale and Alvestine. Marcus's oldest
brother's daughter.
I was trying to put she's beautiful and put she's pregnant. and she was just born today. Aww. I just got a picture of the little baby.
You're the Lord of the harvest. Oh. And the baby's born. The baby's born today.
Oh, so excited. We were just wondering.
Send that baby a little Cash App.
We got to get the baby something cute, something nice, little girl. Little girl.
Little girl.
Okay,
little
while girl. We over here talking about the goddamn kids and the... I wonder how she had her baby. If she pooped or if they
cut
her
call open. Her and ask her.
Natia, pin up the phone. She'll be like, Aunt Angel, why are you calling
me? You made her call your aunt?
I am her aunt.
Y'all not cousins?
No,
the Marcus baby... Oh, Marcus' older brother. Well, yes. You said Marcus' older brother.
His daughter had the baby.
So my niece.
Not his wife.
No, they passed giving birth.
That's why I was like, dang, okay, Pete.
No. Yeah,
big,
I'm
that's
aunt.
Big Pete.
And
that's
also, Pete. I've been, she's like early 20s. I've actually been pretty much her aunt all of her life. Yeah, I'm Aunt Angel. Oh, there's a baby. Oh, I get
how
to smell a baby.
How many kids and babies
oh,
you
my
got?
God, I have so many godchildren.
There's just children all over the place.
Two of my goddaughters came in town this weekend, and then Brescia brought her baby to the party.
Brave?
Yeah, and Brave loved me. You understand that baby? She said, she saw me, and this is how she says, come here.
Brave?
Yes. And then I walked over.
Yeah.
And Brescia was holding her, and Brave did like, she was like, if you don't come get me from this woman.
Oh, this, now that's just the best.
Oh, yeah, because she know I'm going to give her whatever she want. Brescia be trying to do wholesome shit and feed her freeze-dried fruit. What you know what I'm talking about?
give him some goldfish.
Oh, that's exactly. I said, fruit. You want some cake?
Yeah.
Or do you want some Cheetos? Or do you want both?
It was so funny when Micaiah was.
Cheetos in the cake.
We were at JJ's party, and Melissa brought out the, like, dessert trays. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like s'mores and stuff. And the kids just, I mean, not a nutrient in the afternoon.
No.
So she goes back in for the s'mores when she's only had cookies and candies and cake. So she goes to Greg. She's like, and Greg's like, no. She's like, oh, my God.
Right? You can't so mean. So, you so tyrant.
Tyrant. So she goes to Mel. She's like, you see him. And Mel's like, you got to ask Daddy. And she looks at Daddy. He's like, I said no. She's just. So then she goes to Melissa. She's like, Auntie.
Yeah.
She's like, come here. And puts it a little in her little hand because that's not her problem.
Right.
That's what aunties are for. I don't got to deal with your sugar rush or your crash. Okay. That's your parents' issue. I only want you to have good, fond memories of me.
Yes, don't bring your child over my house if you don't want them to have a good time and what they want.
You know what's going on.
Greg was like, she was over there one day when we had all the kids over, and she came to me in the kitchen, tapped me. She told me to pick her up, and I picked her up. And then she pointed over. She wasn't saying any words because she knew Greg would catch on. She pointed over to the pantry. I was like, okay. She found some Cheetos. And then I was like, well, you have to sit at the table and eat them. So she got down, went and sat at the table, opened
no problem.
Up, and
that ain't no problem.
Opened the bag. She was sitting there eating. Greg finally turns around. He said, did you ask if you could have that? And I was like, I said, she asked me. And he was like, she knows she's supposed to ask me first. And he looked at her. He said, were you supposed to get those? And she could see me behind him. And I said, she was like,
you were her alibi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't want your kid to have a good time, don't send them to the Tanksley's household.
It's not my problem. All right, y'all. We love y'all. We'll see you if you're on Patreon Friday.
No, Angel's leaving.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's Friday the 5th.
We'll see you later on this week.
We'll see you at some point
this
week.
We'll figure it out.
And everybody else, we'll see you next week. God bless you guys. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.